Nabil 11.
Number 11. Howdy doody.
If you turn the
Benny
numbers round the other
Jimmy.
way, it'd be the same. 1-1.
Oh, yes. Lex
First time we've had
11.
that.
Yeah.
First time.
That's the sort of thing I
Crazy.
like. They're facts, they're statistics, they're things that are going to stay the same no matter what happens.
I mean, it's Chris Hardwick on Nerdist wouldn't get that, would he?
Yeah. I mean, it's just good, isn't it? It's just good.
Good, good, good.
What's the
Yep.
weather like in Cheltenham?
It's actually really nice and sunny here.
Yeah, same here, mate. Same here. There's a few clouds, but no grey ones. Big.
We haven't had great weather lately, and this is just really, oh, it's just made me happy.
It's just a little pick-me-up, isn't it? Sometimes you need that.
It is, because I mean, quite frankly, lately it's not been the best, and this is what we needed.
Exactly. Sometimes it's all you need.
How have you been, lo young Lee?
I've been all right, thank you, old Ben.
I mean, I am a bit older than you. I'm
You
over a
are?
year older than you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hanging out with the big kids.
I'm gonna be 23 in November.
Woo! Jeez! We haven't done that in
Jeez.
ages.
No,
Jeez!
I know. That used to be a staple of Nebiel.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, how the times change.
How the times have changed.
True.
what have you been up to, mate?
Been buzzing that Ruth's on Strictly.
Oh mate, so have I reckon this is our way in. We'll chat up, we'll sly up to Eamon, and Eamon will be like, "Do you want to come watch the show with us?" And then
Yes, please.
off to Elstree we go.
I've just I realised something the other day. Sorry, this is mildly off topic, but still quite in the same topic.
Interested? Go on.
We have the power to DM Eamon Holmes.
Oh no way, we do, don't we? That is something that we really need to save for a special moment or when we're in crisis. This is like, you know, if you had the Avengers on a speed dial. This is like that. Or if you had Trump on speed dial and you were like, this is it.
It's like the last wish from a genie. You can't waste it.
Yeah. No, you cannot. I think this is going to be like our make or break. What words we send to him one day, and this day might be far away, it might be near, are going to be very vital to our career progression.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Oh, the thought.
Oof.
What could we
Well,
say?
we're working on a script, and or Nebiel the Christmas book. He might be able to get us on to plug that on this morning.
Oh, imagine.
He'll be like, "Guys, this is brilliant. Love it. Come on the show."
Imagine if this morning plugged podcasts.
That'd be so good. It'd be better than butt plugging that they usually do. Do you remember when they did a whole thing on sex toys and then they got an Ofcom complaint and they were like, "Why?"
It was just stupid, wasn't it?
You're just like, why are we talking about sex toys at like 11 a.m. or on a weekday?
Save it for loose women, that's what I say. Because half
I
the time,
know.
they might as well just, because they use that many innuendos, they might as well just say, "My husband did me up the arse last night." That, because that's what they basically spell out half the time.
Oh,
Smut.
without a doubt. It's smart, yeah. No, it. We have high standards on this podcast, and we know what smut is.
We're the smut police.
But imagine this. Okay, so Lee, be yourself in this scenario.
It's hard for me
So
to be anyone else. Sorry, carry on.
we're getting up to Christmas time, and I've got two friends. I'm gonna call them friends because I'm a friend of the show. And today I've brought them on this morning to promote their new book. It's called Nebiel, A Wonderful Time of Year. So Lee, you were one of the initiators of this podcast. How did it come about, and what was the reasoning for it?
Well, it all came about from inspiration by you, Eamon. We watch you 3 times a week on This Morning and Sky News and any other platform that you grace with your presence. And you're just a constant inspiration and we genuinely adore you. Hashtag oh. Bayman Holmes.
Oh, you're too kind. Go out and buy that brick because, quite frankly, he loves me. I love him. We're going to go have a little cuddle backstage.
It's nothing better than a backstage cuddle with Eamon Holmes.
I don't think life gets better than a backstage cuddle with anyone, to be honest.
There's a few people I'd rule out.
Who?
Well, for a start, Rolf Harris.
Any particular reason, Lee?
Because he's a sex offender.
Sorry, we shouldn't laugh at that. We're very sorry for it to his victims.
Just to clear up, I never laughed. I was being deadly serious. I don't want a cuddle with Rolf Harris.
You know who I'd love a cuddle from?
Oh, go on.
Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce from Radio 2.
Yeah, Trevor Nelson was singing in today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Trevor Nelson likes football.
I once met Trevor Nelson, sat in on a radio show with him, and he was nothing but a delight.
Oh, tell me more.
Genuinely the nicest presenter, radio presenter I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go out and say it, genuinely.
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it? Mm. There's a lot of stats that we get on this show, a lot of fake news, not fake news, real news. Yeah. And that's one of the real news. Is.
Oh, I don't know who's the nicest presenter I've met.
When we meet Eamon Holmes, obviously he'll overtake Trevor Nelson. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, famous presenters, I'd probably go... Ooh, thinking about it, I've changed my mind already.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's like, interesting by itself.
On first meetings, maybe... Ian Lee or Mark Riley?
No, Mark Riley definitely up there. We both met him on separate occasions. Oh yeah, he was really nice.
Did he give you the studio tour and chat to you about?
Gave me a studio tour. He shook my hand on 2 separate occasions. Apologised for not taking me to the pub. Oh. Really, just
he gave me a Bex.
No, we because we had kids in there the day I was, or a kid, a single kid, so single kid. We couldn't do that.
Wasn't it partnered off yet?
No, he hadn't got into a relationship yet. Oh. He was still single.
Fair.
I know, he needs to get on Tinder, really. I should have shown him the way.
Well, you don't really want to waste your childhood with, what was it, a guy, you don't want to waste it, buckled down to someone, you know what I mean? Spend your childhood sliding around on your knees with your shirt over your head. That's a good way of spending your childhood.
I mean, grass stains are a serious issue in this country.
They really are. They're not the worst of the skid marks, but they're definitely up there.
Or stains, just in general.
Stains, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more.
I mean, stains upon Thames is the worst stain.
Yeah. And by the way, I wasn't making a joke about skid marks in the trousers. I meant tyre skid marks. Because that.
I mean, I thought you were going to lead on. Yeah, I thought you were going to lead on to that, and I was worried.
Yeah, no, I wasn't talking about shitty pants.
Well, I'm glad, Lee. I've had an interesting day on TV. I was watching Jeremy Kyle this morning was hosting Good Morning Britain, or GMB if you're one of the kids.
Yeah, I've seen and this.
He was interviewing a Scottish MP about a box that they give new mothers.
Yeah.
And he was like, why does it have a condom in it? And the Scottish MP went, well, if you know your science and the birds and the bees, which you should because you host the Jeremy Kyle show, you'll know that women are particularly fertile after they've given birth, so we don't want any unwanted pregnancies. And then Jeremy Carr was so shut the fuck down that literally afterwards he just went, fair play, yeah, fair play. Literally got destroyed to shit.
Oh, God.
And then just now, I caught 5 minutes of Judge Rinder, and it was, like, this really Essex guy, and he was on...
Sorry, what did you say?
A really Essex guy.
Oh, I thought you said ethnic. Bloody hell. Sorry, carry on. Really Essex.
And he basically was... he was chatting about a big tent that he'd taken to V Festival that had got destroyed, and he wanted money back for it because his mate had destroyed it. And he, George Rinder goes, "Could you describe the tent for me, frankly?" In this annoying little way that he does. So this guy, like, literally goes full Cockney and is like, "All right, so imagine you're walking through the tent," and he, like, fully mimed it in front of the Judge Rinder's, like, stand bit. So he's, like, walking around, and he's like, "So you walk through. I'm gonna unzip it. Zzz, zzz. I'm gonna open the door. Now on your right, you've got one room, and on your left, you've got another room." He goes, and he's like, "On this occasion, we're gonna go through the lift room," and then it was just the worst. Like, he was fully describing it.
Wow. How much did the tent cost him?
Well, it's his dad's tent as well. That was one of the weird things.
Oh.
But a lot. I didn't get that far in. When it got to an ad break, I was like, I'm going to go set up for Nabil.
Ah, Nabil. Yes, hello.
Hello, Eel.
Hello, Neb. Why don't we start every podcast with that?
That could be our thing. We'll say the number. So we'll go Nabil 12. Hello, Eel.
Hello, Neb. Is it time to play?
That's really good. That's award-winning.
That is, yes. That's probably how Eamon and Ruth wake up.
What do they do on this morning? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
I would have appreciated it if you had worn a condom last night and hadn't used the pull-out method. Is that what Eamon replies in? Woohoo!
Oh,
after a flying start this morning.
I did it up the arsehole last... No, that's two doing up the arsehole jokes I've made. Sorry.
Oh, so you did that one a few weeks ago when we were talking about Eamon and Ruth. Really, just a lot of Eamon and Ruth up the arse
jokes. Uh-oh, you've got into my fantasies.
Speaking of that, right, so if we start the podcast now, and then we'll go into, because you have a brilliant new game that we're going to play about British comedian fantasies.
Yeah, I'll quickly get out the sponsor. This week...
Yeah, get out the sponsor.
This week we're sponsored by SeaWorld. Welcome to Nabil 11, hey!
And they sponsored us because it's Eel.
No, just they wanted to sponsor us. You know the people that are cruel to whales? Those ones, they're sponsoring us.
The country?
Yeah. England.
it's like an ad agency made by... It's like England's SS. They, like, go into Wales and they beat them up. But to, like, be allowed to be okay and not have the news find them, they're just called SeaWorld.
Yeah, can't you remember? They were the ones that were protesting massively against... a dog? Hello?
Yeah, go on.
They were the ones that was protesting massively against Gavin and Stacey, saying it's unnatural. Thank you!
That genuinely brilliant. Anyway, Nabil 11. Woo! Tune.
Turns out the chlamydia testing kit ended up in the quiche.
Oh. See, for one moment, I thought it was going to go down a different route, and that's why that story was really good.
that's the point of great storytelling, Ben.
Anyway, should we? We don't have time to go into the full story. Sorry, guys.
No,
the theme
I'm sorry.
Was playing.
Yeah, time's running. You know what I mean. We're not wasting time on just little pointless stories. I mean, we need to carry on with the show because time is ticking along no matter what. So we've just got to get to the story, okay, guys? I'm just explaining, okay?
We're all just slowly heading to death, and quite frankly, you need to accept that, and wasting your time listening to an anecdote about quiche is just pointless.
Exactly, because it would take too long, far too long to tell the full story. So we're just here explaining why we're not telling the full story. If that's all right, thank you, guys.
Right. Should we play our brand new game? Do you want to explain what this website is and all about it, please?
Right, okay. So this is something that, well, I knew about it years ago because on the first couple of series of Richard Herring's podcast, every time he'd have a guest on it, he would search to see if the guest was on it and read out theirs to them. So there's a little bit of a background there, and basically there's a website called Dirty Britcom Confessions, and they're just sexual fantasies people post about different about different comedy, British comedy figures, and some of them are very niche, very very niche references.
Just a little.
So. Basically, I've made a few up. I'm going to read five out, and Ben's got to guess which ones are real and which ones are actually off the website.
Or which ones are just Lee's fantasies.
Yeah, which ones are my fantasies. By the way, I'm not going to reveal which ones are mine and which ones are wrong. You've just got to say true or false, and then I'll just say how many you got right at the end.
Should I just say real or Lee?
Yeah, that's good. Real or Leal.
I love how we both came to the same logic.
Nice.
Or Lee it out.
Right. Anyway.
Leave me alone.
Right, okay. Are you ready for me to...
Yeah, I'm ready. Excited.
Okay. I want to fillet Tim Key while he reads poetry to me in the moonlight.
That's Lee. That is such a fetish you'd have.
Right.
It'd be like, it's the closest you can get to having sex with yourself.
Okay, I'll read another one. You ready? I would climb... Oh, this one isn't necessarily about a British comedy person, but it's in there. I would climb Greg James like a tree.
That's real.
I want a threesome in a shower with Joe Lycer and Catherine Ryan.
That's a really weird pair. Like, I don't really get what they've got in common that turns you on.
They are like best mates though, aren't they?
I mean, they are, but still, like, that's a bit of a weird, like...
Well, is it someone's fantasy or my fantasy?
That's Lee's fantasy. That's a Fantas Lee.
Very good.
Fanta Lee.
Diane Morgan is really hot. Her face is just so cute. Her voice is really kind of sexy. I want to taste Philomena's kunk.
That's a Fantas Lee. That's such a new thing to do.
Right. And final one. Are you ready?
Go.
I wish Nish Kumar named a goldfish after me.
Is that it?
Yep.
Is there no follow-up to that? Just
no. Plain and simple.
Just... That's really tickled me. That's a real.
Okay, do you want to know how many you got right?
I'm excited, yeah.
You got three right.
3. Well, I did quite well, actually.
You did do quite well. You did do quite well indeed. But I'm not saying which ones are which. That's for your interpretation.
What a fantasy.
that was a good feature. We're definitely doing that one again.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. yeah, I mean, to be honest, there's a whole world of sexual fantasies out there. It doesn't have to be limited to British comedy. You've got a plethora of a mind to go from.
God.
So I think you can keep going with that for quite a long time.
For quite a long time. Too long, some might say.
By the way, I've just found, I forgot to mention this earlier, I found one of the dirty actor confessions, and this one I found earlier, and it is literally my favourite one.
Okay, go on then.
One of my fantasies is me being a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, and I disobey an order. This causes Agent Coulson to take me into his office and scold me. He pins me to his desk, tells me I'm a bad girl, spanks me, and fucks me so hard I scream his name. Agent Coulson! when we both climax, he tells me I'm a good girl. Wobbly smiley. Oh. It gets me so hot and bothered.
Wow. I hope he's seen that.
Yeah. I'd love to know how he'd react to that.
Well, that follows into something I wrote down relatively nicely. The scolding bit. Ben, would you rather iron your face or rest your balls on a hot iron for 10 seconds?
Balls. I reckon a ball bag, the skin's quite thick.
It's not, it's thin, but yeah.
Is it? But still, at the end of the day, oh, actually no, because you're going to kill all your sperm doing that. But...
yeah, it's going to be hot sperm. Boil it.
At the end of the day, your face, like, people see that all the time. People don't see your balls much.
Speak for yourself.
You walk around town. What happens in Mansfield? I don't want to know. That's why they call it Mansfield, because you just have your balls out all the time. Yeah. Like in the field.
In the field. Balls out.
And then someone comes up to you and they go, can you put your balls away? And you go, nah, this is Mansfield.
It's what goes on. That is what goes on. So, you're saying balls. Thank you, Ben. That's all I wanted to know. I'll write that down. Balls.
Have you had any more War in the Rabbit gigs?
No, I haven't. Sorry. I can't
I'm actually obsessed with War in the Rabbit.
Have you followed him on Twitter?
No. Oh, he's got Twitter.
Yeah. Someone else was War in the Rabbit the other day and had a photo with a local MP who's a Tory.
Hmm. Yeah, you dodged a bullet there, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Satire. It's been Neb Eel 11. I've had fun.
I always have fun.
We've broken a rule, you know.
What's that?
On the Neb Eel 10, if you can remember, cast your mind back that far. Said we were banning puns, and we've definitely committed a few crimes today.
Have we made puns? I can't remember puns.
A few really bad ones, as usual, because we're not really pun comedians, are we?
No, the word comedian was used very loosely then, I hope.
Yeah, we're not really comedians at all, but but pun comedians.
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, anyone could, who decides who's a comedian? Can't you just give that title to yourself?
You could do. You could, I guess. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Tweet us, at Neb _ Eel.
Should we do a survey right now? Right, I'm going to do this on the Twitter.
I wonder if people will reply or not.
Are we comedians? Choice 1, yes. Choice 2, no. Do we have a choice 3? Give me a day and I'll answer. No, I'll just...
Shove it up your bum, you toffee-sniffing cunt. I don't know.
Okay, we'll put a poll length of 1 day...
Okay, let's see.
Are we comedians? Yes or no? Let's see how many votes this gets.
I'll put a link to that on the to the fellas on the forums, and we might get a few more.
They'll say, Lee, you delivered a few fire jokes on here, so we're going to give you a yes. They're going to be like Simon Cowell. It's a yes from me.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. It'd be nice to be accepted. I think we all like to be accepted, don't we?
I mean, society that has taught us that that's what we want.
Yeah, I think that's what we want. On that nice philosophical note, I think it brings an end to Legs 11.
Legs 11?
Yeah.
Is that what you called it? Legs 11?
Well, yeah, episode Legs 11.
Okay. Where's the legs coming from? If I missed out on like a whole episode.
Legs 11. That's the bingo call for it, isn't it? Legs 11.
This is another thing I'm going to add on the... I'm literally writing a list right now of things me and Lee need to do together. Go to a gig.
Go to bingo.
Go to bingo. Have afternoon tea. I don't think we've even ever been to a cafe. Have we ever been to a cafe together? Yeah, we actually have. Yeah, we have. We'll think of a list of things we need to do together. Oh, yeah. Hire a submarine. Yeah. I'm still keen to do that. Get a pedalo.
Yeah. There's so many things.
And a sleepover. That's on my list.
Cute.
You know that famous show Sleepover? The Sleepover Club? Come on, it's the Sleepover Club.
Yeah, you're using the word famous very loosely there as well, aren't you?
Right, this has been Nebio 11. Thank
Legs
you.
Legs 11.
Bye!
Bye!